Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fuljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. The South African community of faith-based fraternals and federations has added its voice to those calling for swift action following the assassination of whistleblower Marius van der Merwe, who was gunned down outside his home shortly after bravely testifying before the Madlanga Commission. Van der Merwe, who is known publicly as Witness D, stood for truth in a climate of fear and intimidation. He sought to expose the alleged involvement of senior state and police role players in the torture and murder of a Zama Zama miner who was allegedly buried alive, an act of unspeakable cruelty. Before he could present these allegations publicly, his life was taken. His silence was forced through violence. His courage must not be forgotten, says Sackhoff, in a statement from the office of its president, Pastor Bert Pretorius. Sackhoff leadership visited the slain whistleblower's home in Brenthurst, Brakpan, on Saturday, the day after his murder. We stood beside candles and flowers laid against the boundary wall of his house, quiet symbols of remembrance, but also loud warnings to the nation. These flames must not die out. They must ignite within every South African a renewed commitment to protect the brave who speak up, says Sackhoff. This kind of brutality sends a cold warning across the country to every witness, every truth teller, every South African who still believes that integrity is worth defending. It shows the panic of those who fear the light of accountability and the terrifying measures they are willing to take to keep truth hidden behind fear, silence, and blood. It is nothing less than an attack on justice itself, on constitutional order, on our democracy, and on the moral foundation that holds a nation together. Whistleblowers are not the enemy, they are the light. To kill them is to plunge the nation into darkness, says the Sackhoff statement. In recent weeks, testimony before the Madlanga Commission has revealed a disturbing reality: police structures under strain, investigative work manipulated or obstructed, and criminal networks seemingly sheltered from consequence. Unless swift, decisive action is taken, those who dare to tell the truth may be silenced before their voices are ever heard by the people they seek to protect, says Sackhoff. It notes that the commission, charged with exposing corruption, has suffered a grave failure. It could not protect its own witness. One life lost is one too many. If witnesses are silenced by fear and violence, South Africa cannot rebuild, reform, or restore public trust. Van der Merwe's death brings the number of whistleblowers murdered in recent years to over 24, says Sackhoff. The Federation calls for 1. Urgent state protection for whistleblowers and witnesses, 2. A national inquiry into the killings of all whistleblowers, 3. The arrest and prosecution of every individual behind these assassinations, and 4. Legislative reform to secure whistleblower integrity and anonymity. Former ACDP MP and founder of Voice to Parliament, Marie Soekers, released a statement yesterday calling on MPs to fast-track legislative reform, establishing independent safe housing mechanisms and ensuring dedicated funding for secure support systems. She says Voice to Parliament calls on the presidency to take extraordinary urgent action to show commitment to the fight and prove through deeds, not words, that it prioritizes justice, accountability, and protection of those who stand up against wrongdoing, and by giving the necessary acknowledgement and support to the families who have lost breadwinners and loved ones in this fight. There are moments that shape a nation irrevocably. There are choices that define the lives of individuals, families, and communities. Marius van der Merwe and Babita Dukaran, knowing the possibility of assassination, chose to be brave. Kun and Thomas Murray chose to be brave. What choices are we making to honor their memory? In other news, 100 children kidnapped from a Catholic boarding school in central Nigeria last month have been released by their captors. The fate of more than 160 other students and staff members abducted in the attack remains unknown. The mass abduction occurred before dawn on the 21st of November when armed men stormed St. Mary's Catholic Primary and Secondary School in Papiri, Niger State, and seized 315 students and staff, most of them children aged between 9 and 14, at gunpoint. They were set to be reunited with their families after undergoing medical checks in central Niger State, the Christian Association of Nigeria said yesterday. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.